This is a story about weather, farming, and the role crop insurance plays in fixing the problems caused by Mother Nature. Steve Turner farms about 2,700 acres in Cass and Mason counties in Illinois. About one-third of those acres are irrigated, but the rest, he says, are parched, withered, and effectively dead, like this field we're standing in.
That plant just literally died. And some of this is dying and falling over, and even this, it ain't going to take much to break it over.
Turner says this summer is the worst drought he's seen since the 1980s, and the 0.2 inch of rain mean what little corn survives will be of poor quality.
There's a rare sight called an ear corn.
Not much of an ear.
Not much of an ear there. That's about 25% of the size of an ear.
With much of his corn already toast, Turner says if he doesn't get some rain over the next couple weeks, his soybean crop might also be wiped out. Thankfully for Turner and 85% of corn farmers, crop insurance will compensate him for most of his losses.
It acts as a stabilizing agent. It's what allows us to move through years like this and still have a viable and really functioning food production system.
Nathan Fields is an economist for the National Corn Growers Association. He says it's years like this which prove the necessity of the crop insurance program, which are supported by hefty federal subsidies to both farmers to pay their premiums and to the crop insurance companies to cover losses.
When you have large weather events like this, if the insurance companies are hit with this number of claims all at once, it threatens the viability of that industry as well.
As bad as the drought is, Fields estimates that national corn production will only be down around 12% to 15% over last year. But even that small of a decrease could translate into additional tens of billions in payouts from taxpayers, which is how the system is designed to work.
Well, it's working if you're a farmer. I'm not sure it's working if you're a taxpayer.
Bruce Babcock is an agricultural economist at Iowa State University. Despite the drought, he says high prices for grain and meat mean the overall strength of the agricultural sector has never been better. And the argument that our food security depends on crop insurance just isn't true, even if some farmers are forced out of business.
The competition for land right now is fierce. There would be so many people bidding on that land next year because the prices are so high that it's not like agriculture is going down because of this drought. You know, that's what people that justify these subsidies want you to believe.
Babcock claims crop insurance should be treated like any other farm expenditure, say fertilizer or diesel fuel. But back in Illinois, farmer Steve Turner says removing all safety nets for farmers would only take agriculture back to the boom and bust of the Dust Bowl era. And the idea that farmers aren't vested in the outcomes of their harvest is just ridiculous.
This is an insurance product. The government might have subsidized it and paid a little bit of it out here for me, but I'm also writing a check for insurance policy right here. And by gosh, when you write a check for insurance policy, you've got to have the coverage and you got to have it come through like a year like this.
Earlier this week, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon announced a cost-share plan to help farmers pay the additional cost of deepening wells to get more water to livestock and crops. More than 600 Missouri farmers submitted applications in the first 2 days. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.